Today I want to talk about the left and how is it they have come to support mass immigration. Back in the day, in the 1980s, 1970s, 1960s, the left was generally a pro-workers union movement that was opposed to mass immigration, as I mentioned in previous videos, such as Capitalism Leads to Immigration and Feminism. I mentioned that you can find videos of Milton Friedman arguing in 1980 with union bosses about exactly this topic. So, what happened? Well, over the weekend I made this tweet which started to tell something of the story. I said the English working class was always a great disappointment and embarrassment to the bougie left-wing intellectuals who appointed themselves to speak on their behalf. So, of course, they conspired with big business to have them replaced. That is, to have the troublesome union workers replaced with foreign workers who not only wouldn't complain about various working conditions and low pay, but also who were not part of the union and therefore could not go on strike, etc. And I then continued talking about the structure of the old working class communities. I said, in the old working class communities, like in the valleys where my mother is from, the old mining towns, or the industrial towns up north, like Sheffield, for example. So I'm talking about these sorts of communities. The sorts of spiteful mutants who rule us now could not get away with it. Locals would put a brick through the window, they'd be shunned, their lives made miserable until they had to leave the area. All this spontaneous order has been managed away. Who do I have in mind there? I'm talking about, for example, the local spinster who's like a Labour councillor who also happens to be a teacher at the local school or something like that. I've heard many stories from people who came from these communities of what used to happen should those people, those sorts of individuals, it doesn't matter if they had a position at the local council, it doesn't matter if they were the headmistress of the school or whatever, that would buy a certain amount of respect, of course, but if they transgressed the local codes, the local principles, the local kind of honour laws, they would, soon find bad things start happening to them such that they were drummed out of the area. Okay, and this might include any number of things. Being a bit vehement with a cane as an example, or calling the police on, somebody who's in good standing with the community and things like that. The basic structure of life in one of those old mining towns or villages or in the industrial areas, like I mentioned, was closer to mafia. There was the official justice, and then there was the local justice. One transgression against that local justice could get a man banned from every pub in a 10-mile radius. And they, by which I mean the managerial overlords, by piecemeal, through health and safety, through various changes in how policing is done, through surveillance, through CCTV, have destroyed all this. I grew up hearing all these stories of times where the locals had taken justice into their own hands. One story of a guy who inappropriately went to grab a woman in a pub. He was banned from literally every single pub in a 10-mile radius. And to the day he died, he had to catch a bus to a town about 15 miles away where nobody knew him because nobody would talk to him. If somebody, for example, was a scab and they broke the picket line, they would make sure that not only did nobody talk to that person, but their kids couldn't play with anyone either. My mother told a story to me before, where she had a friend call for it, and her dad was like, "Nope, not your, don't want your sort around here. You're out. Go elsewhere. You're not welcome." So this is the way that the local community would police itself. That you know, when F.A. Hayek and all those classical liberals talk about spontaneous order, maybe it's something like this that they had in mind. But all of that, of course, has been managed away. So to come back to the question then, how is it that the left came to support mass immigration? It really does come down to this disconnect between the local community, the actual working man and working woman who lived in these areas, and the sorts of people who found themselves on Labour councils or as Labour politicians, or sometimes even as union bosses. They weren't the same. They were actually, you know, these kind of strange little characters on the fringes who were resentful little people. I've often thought about the kind of bullied kid in the class who becomes the librarian or the school referee or something like this. This kind of petty officialdom. There's something of this dynamic that went on. But also, I think a lot of it is summed up by this clip of Alan Johnson talking to the Momentum leader, John Landsman.
Well, I don't live in London. I live in Yorkshire. I live in a working class community. And I've known John for many years. John's been around, you know, from the Benite days. And I'm afraid the working classes have always been a big disappointment for John and his cult. Corbyn was a disaster on the doorstep. Everyone knew that he couldn't lead the working class out of a paper bag. Now John's developed this Momentum group, this party within a party, aiming to keep the purity. The culture of betrayal goes on. You'll hear it now more and more over the next couple of days as this little cult get their act together. I want them out of the party. I want Momentum gone. Go back to your student politics and your little, you know, left wing.
But that isn't realistically going to happen, is it?
Saying what I want after, if that exit poll's wrong, the most disastrous result for the Labour Party, the worst result since 1935. People like John and his pals will never admit this, but they have messed up completely. And it's our communities that are going to pay for that. I feel really angry about this, that we persevered with Corbyn.
So you can see the disconnect, the kind of theoretical Marxist ideal of what, you know, either socialism is or communism is, the Platonic ideal of it, and then the actual workers with their rough justice, their small c conservative attitudes, their socially conservative attitudes, their toughness on things like law and order, taking matters into their own hands. All of these things are not to the taste of middle-class, leftist, bougie intellectuals who have always had this, I mean, we've seen it in the past couple of weeks, this actual distrust, hatred of, they basically despise the British working class because, you know, they won't conform to their tastes. And this is where we see basically a kind of, I don't know if it's like a tacit deal or an alignment of interests or an alignment of tastes between big business, what you might call capital C capitalism, and the left-wing intellectuals. And it all then ends up in something like woke, where you see this confluence of corporate interest and left-wing tastes, where the left-wing, rather than being a working movement, rather than actually being there for working men and women, actually despise those working men and women, look down on those working men and women, and seek to replace them with various client groups, whether they be the LBGTQ++ alphabet spaghetti committee, or indeed various foreign groups or minority groups. And that's where the left shifted. It is also why the left in today's politics is basically nowhere, the actual left. They're nowhere because they've left behind the native population. They have no need of them anymore. Instead, the revolution is going to come from some like third worldist ideal, something like this. I think that's misguided, to be honest. I think that change is only going to come about actually through organized working men and women, organized labor, if you want. I think that a lot of what we've seen since the 1970s is a backlash against, by the ruling class, against organized labor. And, you know, we can see the results. Maybe tomorrow I'll do another video on Enoch Powell and what may have happened if the country had turned that way in 1968. Personally, my conclusions at this moment are the left went really wrong. The left, because of the reason that I just said, personality thing, a taste thing, a middle-class snobbishness thing, they abandoned the people they were meant to represent. They turned on the people they were meant to represent and made a kind of an alliance of evil with capital C capital. That's what I think has happened, especially in Britain. But I think if you have a look into labor movements in America and the left in America, something similar happened over there as well. All right, pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Buy it now. If you're wondering why I'm dressed like this, by the way, autumn has come, and I've spent the morning using my new garden shredder 2400 by Hyundai. I put a little video of me shredding garden waste there. So that's what I've been doing, and I just thought I'd come in, make a video. I'll go back out and do it in a second. But anyway, pick up a course at the Academic Agency. If you're interested in all of this, Foundations of Politics would be one to pick up, or Foundations of Economics. Trivium is available, Foundations of Shakespeare, many other great courses, and I'll catch you soon. If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.